somebody sitting in.
Looks good.
We'll call the January 24th, 2000, or 2012, Sussex County Council to order. Approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. One change to the agenda today, we can eliminate the executive session.
Okay. Which will also eliminate possible action of executive session.
Correct. Possible action on executive session items as well. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions? Your vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Vote yes, motion carried. In our packets were the minutes of January 10th, 2012. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several items, and they're all thanking the council for their community support and grants. They are the Cancer Support Community, the New Hope Center, the Town of Fenwick Island, the USS Missouri Save Barrel Number 371 from the scrap pile, Food Bank of Delaware, Rehoboth Art Link League, Inc., and the Community Food Pantry. That is all, Mr. President.
And one from council, any correspondence?
Nope, don't do it right now.
Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you. First item of business today, we would like to recognize the Cape Henlopen High School Field Hockey Team 2011 Championship from Cape Henlopen High School. I believe we have three players from the team. If you'd like to come forward, ladies. Jackie Kowaleski, the State Field Hockey Player of the Year. Christine, we also have with us Christine Bristow and Aaron Ricker. We have a proclamation that I can read while we're having some photos. The Sussex County Council wishes to recognize the Cape Henlopen High School field hockey team for winning the Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association title as the 2011 state champions. The Cape Henlopen High School field hockey team capped an undefeated season in beating Delmar High School by a score of 3-2 during the state championship game on Saturday, November 19, 2011, ending a perfect 18-0 season.
All right.
The field hockey team's accomplishments is the first state title for the school's field hockey program since 1995 and the third title since 1979. The Cape Henlopen High School field hockey team played as a formidable opponent in facing squads from across Sussex County and throughout the state of Delaware during the 2011 season, displaying cooperation, consistency, and above all, character. The Cape Henlopen High School field hockey team's accomplishments is a source of tremendous pride for the Cape Henlopen School District community and all of Sussex County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends the Cape Henlopen High School field hockey team upon winning the 2011 Delaware Athletic Association scholarship title and proclaims Tuesday, January 24th, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor the team's remarkable achievements. Signed, Joan R. Deaver, Councilwoman. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Any more pictures? Proud of you.
And congratulations, Mrs. Kowaleski.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. It's player of the year. Wow.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is she the one that was player of the year? That,
yes.
That's right. Yep. Right.
That's
yep.
What I was.
Congratulations, girls. Great job.
Yep.
Congratulations. Thank you for coming in today.
I've had a coach, Mike
Lawson.
Yes, thank you. Only one item today on the county administrator's report. National incident-based reporting system numbers for Sussex County. The Delaware State Police provided the following information, which was reported by the FBI in their Uniform Crime Reporting Program. The FBI tracks crime within the county as recorded by the three Delaware State Police troops located here in Sussex. The crimes are broken down into two groups, violent crimes and property crimes. Violent crimes saw a reduction over 2011 by 8%, while property crimes saw an increase of 2%. overall crime for Sussex County for the year 2011 as compared to 2010 was down by 1%. Thank you, Mr. President. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Susan Webb, 2011 Private Activity Volume Cap Reassignment.
Thank you. The state has sent the request for the Private Activity Volume Cap Reassignment. They are requesting if any or all portion of the $27,780,000 that was assigned to Sussex County can be reassigned that's unused back to the state for reallocation to the Delaware Economic Development Authority. During 2011, the county did not have any business with projects that applied for this volume cap. If council agrees, we would reassign this allocation back to the state, and then in February of this year, we'll be notified of our new allocation, which would be in that ballpark number. And I have a motion. We do this every year at this time. If we don't use our allocation, then
please read your motion, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves reassigning its 2011 private activity volume cap of $27,780,000 to the state of Delaware.
All right.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Webb. And next.
I read every page of that.
How's the hotline?
188 pages? Good. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I need to find Chip to put up
the. Oh, my. Where is Chip? Well, he's out there.
He's calling Hal on the phone.
Lawrence can give you a hand, I bet you.
He's probably taking additional.
Just got done telling Hal he'll be late.
Do you know how to do that?
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Don't let me pass some time for you.
And Chip, I have a complaint. Here's his new camera. Look, it's cutting me off on every picture.
I see the financial presentation has drawn a record large crowd today.
The new camera. Water lid.
No, I have them up here, though.
I'm sorry, what you mean?
Susie, if there was any of these synopses in the back, it might be worth putting some back there in case somebody wants to take a look at. Yeah, Dan and Company, I think.
I believe you each received a copy of the financial statements in your packet.
Yes, ma'am.
Chip, does this have to warm up?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I can get started. I do want to mention some thanks today. It's very important to the accounting and finance department and the engineering department. Keith Moore, Louise Thompson, Gina Jennings, Kathy Roth, and Jeff James all work very hard on this audit. They do all the number crunching and work and coordinate with the auditors from September through December. December, it's a crunch time to get this done and into the to get our award every year, and they put it first along with their other duties, and they deserve all of the credit for getting this audit done. As well as the auditors are here from Jefferson, Urian, Doan, and Sterner, Gene Schmidt, and Elaine Graves, and they also put off everything else, especially those first 2 weeks in December when it's very busy, to make sure that the audit gets done. It's they all are dedicated, and I thank you very much. It seems like we've been talking about this audit for a while because in June we did bring in the anticipated surplus so that we could do our proper planning and see what we wanted to do. So in June 21st, we decided on some things, so we're kind of working backwards. We sort of knew what our surplus was, and now we have the final audit report. Then in December, when we narrowed down on the actual number, we were comfortable with the audit numbers and all the numbers that we had. We did the $3.4 million came in, which was our surplus, and we were right on target. And we did the special funding of some grant requests and the tax credit back to the people, and the two surpluses. Two of the amounts went to the OPEB and the pension fund. So this is going to tie that all together as we have our final audit report. This is our comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2011. This is considered our CAFR report, of which we've received the Certificate of Achievement in Financial Reporting for 9 years now, through 2002 through 2010. And that's issued by the GFOA.
What's the GFOA?
The Government Finance Officers Association.
Good, okay.
It's the agency that awards this report. When you follow all the specifications and mm-hmm. things that you have to follow to get this award.
Congratulations.
Thank you to everyone. This year we have an unqualified opinion on our audit. This is basically the most important paragraph in the whole 188-page audit, and is filled with a bunch of information. And it says our financial statements present fairly the financial position of Sussex County for June 30, 2011. This is our statement of revenues and expenditures and changes in fund balance for the governmental funds. The governmental funds is made up of the general fund and the capital projects fund. And these are summary totals. There's details of these numbers back in the back of the financial statement. Our revenues at $46 million. Realty transfer tax up in taxes is 14.3 of that. That is increased $1.2 million over last year. Not a lot of changes in revenues this year. You'll see that throughout this presentation. Our expenditures at $42 million, and they're all our typical government expenses that we deal with every day, bringing it down to a net change in fund balance, or our surplus, of $3.4 million, adding to our fund balance of 73, giving us a fund balance of $77.3 million. In the capital project fund, not a lot of activity this year in the capital projects fund. Most of the activity that we had, $980,000, was all related to airport improvements, expansion, and the work that we're doing out there. As I mentioned, the fund balance, the $77 million, what ties with that is the balance sheet of the governmental fund, and you'll see the $77 million. If you remember, in June, we approved a new fund balance policy this year, which we were required to do by a GASB, which is like a financial law, so to speak, where we put definitions on all the classifications that were in fund balances, all the levels of restrictions, what have you, and then anything that we had in fund balance, we put in the categories of the spendable amount. And so we have the restricted, committed, assigned, and unassigned this year. This is interesting, as it shows our revenue, general fund revenues over or under expenditures for the last 12 years, 2000 to 2011. And as you can see, it's shown how our economy has grown, starting in 2002, and then dropped, just like our realty transfer tax curve, and sort of we went under the bridge, so to speak, where the economy had kind of just fallen, leveled out, and now our revenues over expenditures are starting to increase. And this rise looks dramatic, but it's not because of a rise in our real estate-related revenue in the economy. It's because we have done so well managing our expenses, because the revenue has not really grown to the dramatic of this increase in this graph. It's our expenses that have been reduced to match the revenue that has been stagnant.
An example of some expenses would be?
Well, we'll go right okay. to that page.
Okay.
That's good. And the biggest of that is personnel.
Right.
With 45 people down with the three individual retirement offers, and that affects health benefits and pension, which are a big chunk of the personnel services. So as you can see here, the general fund revenues, especially charges for services, pretty much exactly the same. And when you look at the budget to actual, we budgeted right on target with the revenues. There's just no growth right there right now. We had a little bit of uptick in realty transfer tax, about $1.4 million. Mm-hmm. Around $800,000 of that was for a one-time transaction. So we're still working with the same economy that we've been working with for the last 3 years. our general fund expenditures and comparing 2010 to 2011, 2011 being the yellow, most all are reduced. Not all as dramatic as the paramedic department, but the paramedic department's a huge number. So when we look at this, we're looking at a reduction in expenses from 2010 to 2011.
Paramedics.
Because as we can't control the revenue all the time as it's related to the economy, we can control the expenses and live within our means. This is the statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balance, budget to actual. The realty transfer tax that we took in was $14.3 million. The budget is 1.6 over the budget. That basically makes up what this $1 million of excess in revenues over expenditures. This is where the surplus is coming from, the reduction in the expenditures, a savings of 3.3, a savings, if you will, that we didn't spend that we budgeted for, and most of that is due in the personnel areas. Almost every department had reductions in personnel and their benefits. Every department, as you can see, had a reduction right here, had a positive number comparing budget to actual, leaving us with the $3.4 million that we talked about earlier. For the capital projects fund, like I said, we only spent about $1 million this year on the airport. We're continuing to expand and improve the industrial park and airport. We continue to work on Angola Neck, Johnson's Corner, and Oak Orchard. All that was in construction phase. Angola Neck and Johnson Corner, Corner went online July 1st, 11, and the Inland Bays wastewater treatment plant still ongoing.
But those plants are going to we pay for themselves. I mean,
yes.
It's not something
they are all self-supporting. Sewer has nothing to do with the general fund other than the grant money that, you know, we do the subsidy for the front foot assessment comes from the general fund over to the sewer. Business type revenues, this is the water and sewer district. Still flat here as Johnson's Corner and Angola did not go until July 1st, 11, when they went online, so that will be reflected in the financial statements of 2012. And this is 100% sustainable by the rates. Some of the sewer highlights, we did have the unified fund implemented. We went from 25 sewer funds to 3 sewer funds, and I can speak for the accounting department saw an improvement in their functions with that, and the auditors this year with all those columns in the financial statement, and that's exactly what we're looking for, and we still continue to move closer to try to get the rates closer. The loss before capital contributions and transfers for the sewer fund was $38,000. There was a 43% decrease in the connection fees, and that's how we measure growth in the sewer districts, if you will, if there's no connections. And $1.6 million we received in infrastructure paid by developers, and so there's still some activity there. The pension fund, I know we just talked about the pension fund in December for the contribution for the year, but some of the highlights, the employer contributions were $3.7 million, and this is made up of the pension trust fund, which is our regular pension fund, and what we call the OPEB, where we account for the health benefits that we pay the pensioners. We had investment income of $11 million, leaves us with total additions to our pension fund of $14 million, beneficiary payments of $4 million, and that includes $2.4 million of pension wages and $1.6 million of health insurance benefits for our pensioners. So we added $10.5 million that was the net increase to the plan assets, ending up with both funds of a little over $74 million. The long-term debt, no general fund bonded debt, still the case. $191 million in outstanding bonds payable. And this is probably a good time to make a point about the upcoming bond issue, which is getting very close, probably the first week in February. As you know, we've had some rating increases from our rating agency, which is pretty much unheard of in this economy. So we're very proud of that.
Up to
AA1.
AA1.
Mm-hmm. They have used words to describe Sussex County as well-managed financial operations, strong reserves, very stable, and no general fund debt. So all those financial planning, all that stuff that we do has resulted in two very positive ratings, which helps us sell our bonds at a lower rate, which helps the sewer districts. This is the schedule of the federal grants, federal expenditures. It's called the A-133, and we're required to do this. And what's interesting about this schedule this year, I'm going to flip ahead, $47 million is what we spent in federal funds this year, all due mostly to the ARRA funds, which is the stimulus, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. So that's $26 million of that $47 million is due to the ARRA funds. This schedule last year was only $18 million. So now all the contracts for this fiscal year were in full force. A lot of work was being done. And it was really, I think, probably the biggest year we'll see in the federal expenditure spending down that money, leaving engineering and accounting and a lot of departments very busy. RD, ARRA, we spent $19 million. SRF, which is the EPA pass-through, we spent $6 million. We had the Department of Energy grant, which is our solar farm. Some of our financial planning that we use throughout the year that we get to use till we get to this place is our strong financial foundation, which is evidenced by the two bond rating increases that we do have. That is pretty much unheard of in this economy. We took advantage of the stimulus program, keeping sewer user rates low, no general fund debt. We continue to make capital improvements using reserve funds. This allows us to have flexibility with what we do. We're not tied. We can do our own projects our own way. We're not tied to an agency that says you have to do this, you have to pay these wages, you have to do this. You know, we have a lot of flexibility there. Continue with sewer expansions and continue to do a five-year capital improvement plan so we know what our future needs are. We're working towards the unified sewer rates, which is making everything simpler. In pension, we make our required annual contribution as well as this year doing the supplemental contributions, which in the future hopefully will make our required contribution lower as we try to make up for some of the losses of the stock market that was decreased. Balanced budgeting. This was one of the points that the rating agencies brought up, is that we do a balanced budgeting without using prior appropriated reserves. Quarterly financial reviews to council so that you know the impact of the current revenues on our financial statement, that we're able to make decisions, we see where the budget is, so we can move accordingly. We continue to have a goal of maintaining healthy reserves, which is what we have right now, which also gives us a lot of flexibility, and practice fiscal conservatism. So I'm moving on from here, which takes us into the budget. We continue to forecast the effect of the housing market on our revenues, especially with the budget process. And as I mentioned before, our revenues might be stagnant and at a certain place, but as our expenditures is where we live within our means of our revenues. Continue to balance the budget. No anticipated increase in property tax. As a matter of fact, we have the small rebate, the uniformity of the sewer rates, the capital planning. And this year, that will be coming up, is the implementation of the new financial software, which we have a big investment in staff and finances. But that's going to give us a lot of efficiencies, a lot of work procedures will change. Our processes will change. It will bring departments together. It will share information, and it will be very good for the county, and we're looking forward to that. It will bring us up to date. Information can be obtained quicker. So really, the county department's ready to answer all of your questions.
I got this complaint one time from folks in one of the newer communities. We were never told that we were going to have to pay for extra for water and sewer when we bought our homes. I find that hard to believe. I believe realtors are required.
Well, if they buy their home and they're in the sewer district, I don't know who they think would pay their sewer for them.
Well, they,
you
know, they come in from other places, you know, come here from other places.
And, you know, unless you have a well, you got to pay for your services.
Well, they act like they were very surprised about it. So that's one of the things I hear.
Yeah, and that should be the realtor, and it probably should. Isn't there some sort of disclosure sheet they sign?
Well, it just should be common sense. Water and sewer is not free anywhere in this country.
Unless
I know
you
of.
Buy the sewer, unless you have the drain. Right.
I mean, it's paid always some by the user somehow.
That's like saying, well, I didn't know I have to pay for electricity.
Right. Well, right.
Also, at the time of closing, that would be shown on the HUD one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any prorations of those or any upfront fees?
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting that. I guess that time of closing is a little bit harried, and maybe they just didn't see it. There's a lot of documents at closing time, so
they're so excited about the low taxes. They overlook everything else.
Yeah, they do.
Comments or questions from council?
Yeah, I got Mr. President. The reduction in the personnel, because there might be an assumption. And I don't think it has, but I'm just want to hear from either Todd or somebody, has not affected any of our services we provide, and it's not affected any of our department's functions. I'm not aware of any real concerns. I haven't had any employees say, you know, we're really understaffed, we're overwhelmed. So this does show that we can reduce personnel and still provide
services.
Typical, you know, services at a level that have been basically consistent over the years. Is that
a true
statement?
Well, that being said, many of the departments that drastically reduced personnel were departments that were very busy when the economy and the housing was going, particularly I can think of assessment and building code. They were very, very busy.
Right.
But as that dropped back,
And then we did cross training, I think,
absolutely.
And some people, which also relieved the pressure of having to get these other people for these special
needs. And
things.
Then natural attrition with
okay.
retirements that happened as people chose to retire, looking at cross training within the department so that people could be placed anywhere and maybe that position wouldn't have to be filled.
And one other thing, Mr. President, was the issue on the unifying the I think your last comments on the back page, gradual uniformity in sewer rates, which I've been saying is we need to be doing. We've done it with the service charge, right?
Mm-hmm. We're coming closer. They're not
closer.
All the same, but we're moving.
We're down to three.
From three districts.
Right, from 25.
Not one rate.
I know, but three different rates. Is it just three different rates at this point, pretty much?
I think there's four or five different rates.
Okay, but at one time, how many rates were there? There was probably.
As many districts. Well, scruff users were all unified, but there were a bunch.
Okay,
there was 15?
There was 24 sewer districts that were kept like little mini companies.
Right.
Now we're down to just three.
Okay.
But different districts still maintain different rates, but we're doing that as, you know, we just didn't want for someone to have a 50% increase in their sewer charge.
Well, the other area is I'd like to see in working now to unify front footage charges, which are all over the board, and again, I don't think are equitable. So if we could start looking at, you know, averaging or somehow within regions or averaging within subdivisions or somehow we can start reducing some of those and making those more fair. I think that's one area that I think we could go that direction. So,
And
then I think we also talked about possibly doing looking at the whole county as a sewer district, and maybe that's somehow we can bring that into that as we look towards doing that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know if you were here. Maybe we had had this discussion, conversation about the conflict between the private sewer companies and the public providers. That the state of Delaware had such a large impact on granting the permits and all that stuff to these entities, And we've had just tremendous complaints here recently from one provider, rates just, you know, going through the roof. And we've had such a good history at the county level of providing a good, consistent, stable rates. It was brought to our attention that other counties have made their entire county a sewer district, and then we have the ability to grant off to the private sector, not the state. So in other words, it just brings local control.
Mm-hmm. CPCN.
Right, on these establishing sewer providers in our county, as opposed to Dover making the decisions, we'd be making them out of Sussex County. So I don't believe you were here, but I think there was a consensus that we thought that was a good direction to pursue or to look and to investigate. So I think Todd's going to go that direction a little bit. So it just brings control here home.
It also protects our EDUs.
Well, there's some of that too, right?
We have to have, instead of putting a sewer in on a road with 30 parcels and you can't even make it affordable, that you have...
There's many aspects to it, but I believe it. Again, it makes the decision-making out of Georgetown as opposed to Dover.
Yeah. Now, the recent complaints, I thought, were over a water district, Tidewater Water District.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Has there been this onslaught of complaints against a private sewer?
No, it's provider? Sewer, too. It's sewer, too. Oh, yeah.
Which mm-hmm. provider is being...
It's Tidewater.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sewer in Milton and around Milton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Any more questions from council?
I've got a little tiny question.
Yes, ma'am.
Our criteria for when you have somebody with very low income, the criteria for giving them a break on the sewer rate is different than the criteria for the break that they get on the real estate tax rate. Is that something that should be uniform? Or, you know, I've been asked about that, so maybe we should look at that.
Yeah, we can look at that at the budget. We follow the HUD guidelines, which make it simple. But I sort of agree with you. I think it's the economy's changed enough to maybe some of those levels need to be increased. That would be the time to make that change at the budget, because that's when we budget the grant from the general fund to go to the sewer districts to provide the subsidy for the users.
Right.
So,
So people with very low income might qualify for the real estate tax discount, but not for the sewer discount.
Possibly.
So, yeah. mm-hmm.
I believe the sewer one's a little more generous. And
it might be the opposite,
right?
Then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not the same.
We can take a look at that.
Any more questions from council? Thank you, Mrs. Webb, and thank Mr. James, and thank all of your people that cover the whole back of the room back there. They're hiding from us. We see them.
Yeah, they're back there in the back.
I know they were very busy this season, this audit season.
Sure.
And they did a wonderful job.
But you have done a great job. We thank you
both
very,
auditors.
Very much for your effort for the
county. All right, Kathy,
county.
Break's over. Get back to work.
Chip can do that.
I mean, I just got to say that it's incredible to be a part of a government that is being run so efficiently. I mean, to come in this economy with a $3 million surplus and to have our bond rating improved when governments all over this country are struggling, so just as a testimony to the staff, I think, and to
it
this
is.
Council
mm-hmm.
to a great degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to know that the primary area was reduction in personnel, and all you hear about is, you know, whether it's a state level or the federal level or other counties, you can't get rid of people, and we didn't get rid of people, but we've done it, I think, in a fair, intelligent way, and that's very positive. You just see the results of looking closely at personnel.
I agree.
Old business, Mr. Lank. Change his own number 1709. Come